Classic Global Wrestling is on right now. On ESPN Classic.
Oh, Axel Rotten and Rasta the Voodoo Man.
No, this is right now. It is Chaz versus Mike Davis.
Oh, well, and that's a main event anywhere in the country.
And everybody in this match, including the referee, has a mullet.
Of course.
That's awesome.
Of course. I mean, this is what, like early 90s? Yeah, this is the right time for mullet.
Yeah, and I know it's like oh my God. I know that's like it's a highly ridiculed hairstyle. But, yeah. You know, especially this coming from a bald guy. This Chaz guy is, his mullet is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen him before. My first instinct was, is this Chaz of the Headbangers? But just a long time ago, but it's not.
Oh, no. No, I think his dad helped run the company or something. And that's why he got the big push.
Wow.
This particular Chaz.
I'm looking him up real quick.
Nope.
I don't doubt you, because as we discussed or mentioned before, you Global Wrestling Chaz. Before I can even finish the search, it pops up. But as I've discussed before,
everybody's looking him up now.
Yeah. You and Eric have a knack for remembering all this stuff. Like, no one should know that this guy was the son of a promoter. Oh my God. All right. To interrupt this conversation, why was the color announcer acting like doing an Elvis impersonation?
That I don't know.
All right,
that's a good question. That's a quality question you just asked.
Yeah. And it's not like a one-off thing. It's like every show that I've watched, this guy's done.
Every show, yeah. Yep.
Wow.
An Elvis thing. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a great company, Jeremy. You need to brush up on it.
This is some brutal stuff to watch, though.
Mm-hmm.
The character-wise, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like, are the good old days really that good?
No, they weren't. They were terrible.
Well, Yahoo does not. Oh, here it goes. Global Wrestling Chaz. I actually had to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Chaz. Oh, no. 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 Well,
I love that you're checking my work.
Well, it's not that I don't believe you. I just want to know.
I don't know that for certain.
But I just want to know why. Like, why do you know that?
It's probably not even true. It's just
No, I'm sure it is.
I don't know. That was my first
problem.
Impression.
and it's like, who was this? It was started in Dallas, folded in 94, presented on ESPN.
Yep.
Max Andrews and Joe Pedicino were the original GWF promoters.
Yeah, Pedicino was blowing somebody with ESPN, and that's how they got on there. And then, it's the truth. And, he brought in Axel. Axel was running independent wrestling promotion in the Northeast and brought with him Rasta the Voodoo Man because he thought it was a groundbreaking gimmick. So, Pedicino has a real eye for talent, is the moral to that story.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, why does Joe Pedicino's name sound familiar?
He's run a couple different things. He's a big fat loser who's glommed his way onto wrestling for a long time and blown a lot of people to get where he is. And
well, he retired in 1994.
You know, it'd be Sam.
All
Yeah.
See, I get it. This is why I don't sleep. Oh, that's Joe Pedicino. It yep. all makes sense now. Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right.
By the way, speaking of Axel, really quick, the first match Axel ever had in Global, they were like, "Oh, this guy's just bad. He's really bad." You know, the color commentary guy. And the play-by-play guy was like, "You mean he has a bad attitude? He's a really good wrestler." "Yeah, that's what I meant. But he's really bad." Like, holy shit.
Well.
Stop talking.
I don't know, man. It just, you know, sometimes people are just bad. And that's the only way to describe them.
Axel Rotten is indeed bad. That's fair.
Wow. No, I wish I would look this stuff up. I'm not familiar with Global Wrestling at all. That I remember, at least.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to say they did a Kerry Von Erich tribute show?
Sure.
Oh, Kerry. No, I'm sorry, not David. Sorry. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Well, unfortunately, when you have, four...
So many.
Yeah, when you have four brothers to choose from that are... Wait, yeah. Like Chris, Mike, right. Kerry, and yeah. David, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
How do you... not to bring it down, but how do you actually go on after that? Like, if you're Kevin Von Erich, how do you continue?
You keep doing it? I don't know.
Like, I'm trying to figure
out... You
know,
that's the thing, though. Like, wrestlers don't know anything else, you know? He doesn't really have a lot of options.
I know. Didn't he... Well, he wasn't around much longer after that, though, was he? Because once...
Not really, yeah, no.
Well, once Kerry was gone, I should say.
Yeah,
But even before that, I mean, wait, which one, what was the guy that died in Japan? That was David, right?
I think David.
Okay. Mike was...
I know, Kerry drove his car off a cliff, right? No, or something like that.
No, Kerry shot himself in the chest.
Into a tree.
Kerry committed suicide on his dad's land or something like that by shooting himself in the chest. Yeah. That's some harsh shit too.
If
you're Fritz Von Erich, all four out of your five boys just because Chris killed himself, Kerry killed himself.
Yes.
Oof. But yeah, but Kevin, like,
yeah. How do you live with that? How do you carry that burden with you?
I guess it's with the dad's case. Like, wasn't he a war vet or something like that? He was like a grizzled guy.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So it almost seems like you could just chalk it up to that's that generation.
Sure, I'll buy that.
All right. So we'll go
silent
easy.
Silent generation.
Yeah, it's like, you know, but yep. Even then, it's. With that generation, it's like it's all about the sons, right? So,
yes.
To just see them all,
yeah,
just
it was very important for him that his sons followed in his legacy. But that's some legacy, you know.
Yeah. It's like a two-pronged legacy, if that's the right word. You've got these. Okay. You've got. Two out of the four who were gigantic stars. Well, for the time, David was.
Sure, yeah.
And then Kerry was a big star, but in WWF at that time, oof.
Mm-hmm.
I was always confused what was going on with him. Because we didn't have sheets back then, so we didn't know.
Right.
When
And then I read from, like, Scott Keith. Scott Keith's old write-ups, he was on Suicide Watch the entire time. That makes sense.
Wow, really? I didn't know that.
Yep. Yep. I don't know if Scott Keith's making shit up, but...
Well, that seems... Well,
I assume that he read notes back in the day, so...
I was going to say, that's actually gimmick infringement if he's just making stuff up. So...
Yeah, right?
Yeah, dick.
You're the originators of making stuff up, bud.
Yeah, but you know what?
Cease and desist, Mr. Keith.
He seems to be better at it, though. We just said people were doing drugs, and he was coming up with something creative, like a guy's on suicide watch, like he's in prison. So.
Hey, listen, hold on. I ain't making anything up when I tell you that Ashley Massaro has tried crack, okay? That ain't making stuff up. The truth is the truth, as somebody once said.
Yeah, but who hasn't?
That's fair.
I mean...
That's fair.
Yeah, so...
I'm trying it right now.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, the reason I got quiet was... I still have Global on in the background.
Oh, God.
As you say that, Manny Fernandez... is holding up some sort of rock, shell, something, and holding it out like Mike Davis. So as soon as you said, I'm doing crack right now, he starts holding this thing up in between his index finger, or his middle finger and now his index finger and thumb now. He just keeps doing it. And,
what the fuck is going on in dance?
But then as they're doing that, they miss the pinfall victory for Mike Davis. You go back to the ring... Or did Chaz win?
So great.
I have no idea who just won this.
Who gives rosy red bleep?
Yeah, but you know who's up next? The Ebony Experience.
Yes!
Oh, boy. It just shows you, Booker T's been around a long-ass time. Jesus Christ.
He's been around a long, long, hard time.
Yeah, I didn't, reading on this, I didn't realize that this stuff took place in the Sportatorium in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Boy, they have that thing lit totally different, so you cannot see the crowd. I mean, and when they did show, like, a crowd shot, oh, boy.
Yeah. I will say, I saw charisma in Booker T early on. You could kind of tell he was going to be something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Old Booker.
Can't you kind of say that about a lot of the old, like, some of the, all right. Can you say that about a lot of the old stars, or is it hindsight?
I'll tell you what. I watched Fall Brawl 94, and that day I said, Steve Austin is going to be a superstar. Holy shit, was he impressive on that show. That's an isolated example, but there's one example where I got it right, you know?
Yeah, well, so. Well, see, I remember watching Steve Austin in World Class Championship Wrestling.
Sure.
And thinking, wow, this guy's going to be pretty cool. And I liked him, which didn't mean anything. And then when I saw him in WCW, I was like, all right, here we go. He's gonna be a top guy. Or he's going to be, you know, he's going to be the...
Right.
Or in those days, he's going to be the champion. And then he disappeared.
Sure. Yeah.
And I was like, well, so much for him. So...
Yeah. I mean, it was a real sad day when Lady Blossom disappeared.
Lady Blossom.
That was hard for me. It was really hard.
Oh, God. I'm thinking... Lady Blossom, who was she with? Oh, she was with Steve Austin, right? That was Chris Adams' wife, wasn't it?
That's why I mentioned.
Thank you.
God, get with the program.
No, dude, I'm telling you.
Steve Austin stole her. Yeah.
I'm slowly losing all of this stuff. And I still get confused when the Monday Night War era was. Like, I don't know if, like, my lifestyle is finally catching up to me. Because we don't have a... We have no dementia.
What lifestyle is that, Jeremy?
We have no dementia in
Does
my family.
Does your house smell like the ocean beats?
Oh, trust me, if I lived on the ocean, which is where I'm going to end up, then
yeah,
that's I'll remember everything because I won't have any worries. So. Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah. But no, it's like you see a guy. All right, for a recent example would be Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson.
Okay.
Now, everyone, and what I mean everyone, internet wrestling fans, because that's the only people who watch ROH.
Sure.
Good wrestler, great wrestler, if you want to put it that way. But did anyone see him ever main eventing WrestleMania or coming up with that goofy-ass yes thing? Really?
I got to admit, I got that one completely wrong, because I looked at him in ROH, and I said, this guy is awesome, but he's about 3 feet tall, and he's never going to make it. And I was wrong. And I'm glad I'm wrong, but that one was really surprising, you know?
Well, okay, so Dude, I have no idea what's going on in this show. I really need to change the fucking station. Now there's some skinny black chick out.
You gotta stop watching this.
There's some skinny black chick in like the old '90s, broken up like pastel colors on total black outfit, over the announcers crying. I have no idea what's going on. There's two guys that look like Iceman Parsons in like orange and red striped outfits. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Hang on. I'm seriously going to change the station because I can't keep doing this. Well, it's almost over. And it's almost over. So.
Yes.
Well, the Ebony Express is taking it to the Iceman's. So. But no.
The
like,
Iceman's!
All right. So, yes, you were wrong. I was wrong, too, because I never thought he'd make it in WWE. So when he first signed, it was such a weird thing. But then, you know, it wasn't the easiest road, whatever. But,
Right.
But for the time that he signed, and the time he was in ROH and that, every sign was an indication that there was no way he would make it.
Yeah.
I mean, with people, I mean, the whole place was populated with what was it? Batista, John Cena, Randy Orton. You know, all these big guys. Yes. And they hire a guy with a decent physique with no, you know, not a big look or anything. Right. So it was just weird.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess, like, contrasting that to Steve, like, we'll go with Steve Austin. Like, he looked like he fit in.
Yep.
So it wasn't like
he really benefited from coming in post steroids in WWF. He came in late 95 when the steroid era was done and everybody was about the same size.
Yes. Yeah. That yes.
Whereas when Daniel Bryan came in, there was a lot more big people again. So
and there were already I'd say more established guys too with Daniel Bryan compared to when Austin came in.
Yep.
Because you got to remember, Austin's first feud was Savio Vega. Like, that was a legitimate feud, if you for lack of a better term there.
Right.
And I want to say Duke Droza.
They went on WrestleMania.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Right.
I don't know. It's like talent rises above, I suppose,
Right.
I'm trying to think of like another guy that just became like Sting. They really gave Sting a push, you know. So that was kind of like, all right, that doesn't really count.
Right.
Just trying to think of like a star. Like, I liked your Booker T example because he had charisma back then.
Sure.
But. To reach the heights he did.
Terrible wrestler. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I'll say this. I never saw. I never understood the Shawn Michaels stuff.
Okay.
All right. When
how far back are you going?
All right. So I'll go. Well, isn't it unfair to bring up anything AWA related? Because
kind of, yeah.
That promotion was such a mess, anyways. But then that's but that's also what got him noticed. So
right.
All right. So I was watching. They've got a Shawn Michaels Mr. WrestleMania DVD, and they've got it. They've got it on Netflix's episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching these, and even knowing what Shawn Michaels becomes, I'm watching these matches going, how did this happen?
Yeah.
The first one was the Twin Towers.
Yep.
The second was the Orient Express.
Yep.
With Saito and Tanaka, right? I think that's who it was.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Terrible. It didn't help that Marty was stoned out of his mind during that match. But, yeah, it wasn't good.
Well, I remembered, for a quick aside, I remember the Orient Express as Tanaka and Paul Diamond under a mask.
Yep.
When did that change to where it was actually two Asians? Well, sort of. Since Tanaka is actually American.
It started with Sato.
Oh.
Sato actually got a tryout in late December of 89, and then they put them together in February of 1990, Sato and Tanaka, and Sato lasted through the year, I'm pretty sure. About 1 year, and I think Kato was brought in maybe December of 89-ish. And they just realized that Sato is terrible.
Yes.
And they got Paul Diamond here, so they might as well, you know, put him under a mask and call him Japanese.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, that makes sense then. And when you said that about Kato, as soon as you mentioned the name Kato, I was like, that's right, he wasn't the original one, because they did make a big deal out of that. Or, well,
yeah, they did.
For the time, a big deal. But, so,
right.
Why would they not just, because if for those who don't remember, oh my god, I'm sorry, some old lady in the crowd, Skandor Akbar.
Oh, no, you're so what? Jeremy!
I thought it was over, but it's only 8:40, so I got 20 minutes still. Some lady in the crowd has a Cabbage Patch Kid dressed up as Skandor Akbar.
Yeah.
I kind of want one of those now.
My head is melting. My brain is oozing out of the side of my head, Jeremy.
Well, the Tigers don't start for another hour or two, so I can't even watch that because there's nothing on TV in the summer. So,
really? Who did they lose to today?
Hey, they beat Arizona last night, which isn't much of an accomplishment, but
that's impressive, yeah.
But
you're
no, I remember
my panties wet now.
I remember when they brought Tanaka in with Saito,
yep.
And I'm like, wait a minute, where's Paul Diamond?
Yeah.
Because they were bad company in AWA.
Yeah.
With Diamond Dallas Page as their manager. So, yeah, it didn't make any sense. But then as soon as they brought Kato in, I was like, that guy has Paul Diamond's physique.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out, why didn't they just bring him over as well? And they
Diamond?
Yeah, they could have avoided this.
If you remember, he was glomming on with the company in 1990. Watch the tape of WrestleMania 6. He is driving the pink Cadillac for Rhythm and Blues.
No, that was Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah, you're talking about Paige, right?
No. Paul Diamond.
Paul Diamond? I don't know what the hell he was doing in 1990. That's a good question.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe he was still with the AWA.
Oh boy. You know what? What a weird career decision that would be. Like your partner just left.
To stay with the AWA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's not the brightest bulb.
Bad company, Pat Tanaka. First time was blah, blah, blah. He was a professional soccer player. What?
What?
Yeah, it says. This is Wikipedia.
Oh, my God.
Retired pro wrestler, ring name Paul Diamond, blah, blah, blah. Pat Tanaka, Bad Company, yeah. Kato, blah, blah, blah. Before he was a professional wrestler, he was a professional soccer player.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now, let's see. Okay. He stayed behind and made a tag team with the Trooper.
I remember that now. Yes. God. Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. Shortly after their team. All right. So they split from Paige after they lost. Is there any reason the AWA went out of business? The Bad Company lost to the Olympians, Brad Riggins and Ken Patera.
Oh, God.
They had a short feud against each other before... Moving to competition 1990, just before moving to WWF, he teamed with the Trooper for a short run at the AWA tag titles The Destruction Crew, better known as the Beverly Brothers.
Yep. Yes!
They did beat the Destruction Crew, but they were not given the titles because Diamond pinned the wrong person.
Right.
Okay, so he actually did wrestle in WWF by himself.
Okay.
So then it says here, Sato decided to take a position in Titan at the time, WWF's front office. And...
Yeah.
Let's see. The C-Team house shows were no longer taking place. I don't remember those. And WWF decided to...
Oh, for a while. 87, 88, 89. Back when they were making money hand over fist, they would run a C-show, which is just total arrogance on their part. You know? Like, do you want to see the Killer Bees and Ken Patera? Woo! That kind of thing. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so now he... Wait a minute, he actually played Max Moon?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Conan was with the company for one match, and then Conan beat Conan, you know. So he got fired, and Paul Diamond was the only guy who fit the suit. So they said, hey, Paul, we got a job for you.
He actually had a pretty interesting career.
Absolutely did.
Huh. We learn something every day.
There you go.
Which everyone can go to Wikipedia.
On, folks.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We're not posting this crap. Boy, my other window still has the pictures of Lady Blossom up. Boy, the images of sexy images or sexy women in wrestling sure did change over the years.
Yeah. At some point you had to be good looking.
Yep, that seemed to be a requirement now.
In Lady Blossom's case, very facially challenged.
Oh God. Wasn't Jimmy Garvin's girl, was it Baby Doll or Precious?
Precious.
Yeah. Well, you can't just look up Precious anymore. Let's see.
Right.
Because that was not who I was expecting to see. All right. Yeah, Precious is another one.
Yeah. I hear you.
Let's see. Baby Doll? Yeah, I... Nope.
Hey, when Baby Doll lost some weight, she started looking okay.
I don't see any of these pictures where she lost weight, though.
Okay.
I don't know.
It was a very brief period of time.
Well, yeah. I'm guessing maybe the time period has a lot to do with it. Like,
yeah.
But even, like, looking back at some 80s chicks, you look at them and go, all right, they have horrible hair, horrible outfits, but they're still a pretty woman.
Sure.
That doesn't fit these two so far.
Right.
Huh.
I was having that exact same debate this weekend with myself about Samantha Fox. Is Samantha Fox really attractive, or does she just have big boobs? Sometimes I can't tell.
But when you're that young, it doesn't matter. That's why they wanted me to turn Safe Search off. Well, hello, Samantha Fox.
There you go. Okay. Thank you for confirming that for me. Okay.
I don't know. She was English, so she's going to look goofy anyways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially in 80.
She's got the teeth deal.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these pictures, she's got her mouth closed.
Smart.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. Looking at these pictures, she was pretty cute.
Okay.
I'll say she actually holds up fairly well. And being topless in the majority of these pictures certainly helps. So
much appreciated.
Yeah. Wow. All right, I need to click off this screen or I'm done for this show. What other?
So many distractions.
But see, my priorities are still in the right spot. Because as soon as I start looking up these chicks, I immediately have not paid attention to that TV at all. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Excellent.
All right, so I'll bring one up. Missy Hyatt.
Very good.
Now, remember,
I have no idea. I think she just happened to be the best looking one at a time when there weren't many very good looking ones. She benefited by the time frame that she came in. And if she came in now, she'd just sort of be an average middle tier chick.
All right. So your middle tier chick, you're referring to what she used to look like, right?
Yeah, okay. Right. Before she
right.
became a mutant from Neptune. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. They say that plastic surgery stuff becomes like a disease. Like a psychological disease. Mm-hmm. Yep. I think she's a tremendous case study in that, actually.
Absolutely.
Because I'm trying to find old pictures of her, and it's borderline impossible.
Yeah. Yep.
What year should I try? 1990, maybe?
She was still pretty good looking with the Nasty Boys.
Well, that's actually what kind of cued me. All right, maybe I should turn Safe Search on for this one. Okay. Wow, it's amazing how many different pictures you get when you put the Safe Search on for her.
Yeah.
Well, the internet's an amazing place, man. You can find like naked pictures of just about anyone you want. It's
absolutely
weird. Yeah, they do have some of her with the Nasty Boys. Mm-hmm. It really depends on her facial expression.
Sure.
But you're absolutely correct. She's just benefited from the circumstances of the time. 'Cause
yeah, I've given her a lot of thought, actually, and I'm not making a joke there or anything. That's the kind of stuff I really do think about. So,
yeah. All right, let's try Sunny. Yeah. Oops, can't do that. All right. So, what about Tammy Sitch / Sunny?
Okay. Well, for me, she came in at exactly the right time, if you know what I'm talking about. She came in at the same time as Marlena, and Marlena was always my favorite. But she also managed to do a little something for me. I would say she's legitimately very good looking.
Mm-hmm. Well, I liked how you put, or not put, but you dealt with the Missy Hyatt thing, though. The Missy Hyatt conversation, not thing.
Exactly.
Where she would fit in now, I don't think Missy Hyatt gets hired.
No. Mm-mm. Probably not. She hangs around the indies and bangs indie guys for the rest of her career. That's it.
Yeah. I'm just thinking at the time too. All right. Yeah, so I got Marlena up. Yeah, she was a pretty lady. Really short too.
Oh. Yeah.
See, some of these chicks I just immediately forget about. Like I didn't forget they existed, but just like place and all that.
Sure.
She always looked kind of old to me. Like older than what she probably was, or older than the other women on the roster, at least.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Yeah, she actually. Yeah, because this is the one nice thing in these searches is it pictures from all over. She still holds up pretty well for being an older lady too.
Yep.
I keep saying older, like she's in her 70s. She's probably, in her 40s, maybe? I would gather. I don't know. Don't know.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, she still holds up. Sure. You can always bring up, like, Fabulous Moolah, but... Well, my thing with that, though, is I love my grandparents to death. But I look at like their wedding photos and all that, and I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Yeah.
You know, like no disrespect to them, but
like, why was he attracted to her?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Now
that's exactly what I always thought about my grandpa. Yes.
Yeah.
What the fuck did you see in her?
That's why it's such a weird, it's a weird subject, but, like, my grandmother was like a new world Polack that lived in the mountains, and my grandfather was a new world Polack that lived on a farm, so,
right,
one, I don't know, I know, I should ask my mom this, I have no idea how they got together, and then, two, like, I don't know. My grandfather was in World War II. So.
Okay.
Yeah. And like he wrote her. He did like all that stuff you read about. Like, you know, they always wrote to their loved ones. He did all that stuff. Well.
Okay.
The way the story was, she waited for him. But. Okay. I don't believe that virtuous shit went on.
No. Not nearly as much as they want you to believe it anyway.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, they want to make it sound like 100%, like, these guys went off to war and these chicks just sat around waiting for them.
Every single woman just collected dust down there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, and then conversely, all the guys overseas, when they aren't fighting, that's why I liked Band of Brothers, if you ever watched it, The Pacific, or even going into the Vietnam movies, showing the guys just trying to get pussy left and right.
Yeah.
That's just, I it's just a weird thing to think your grandparents doing that, but that's what I just kind of figure. I mean, I don't know. But yeah, but I look at, like, I use the grandparents as an example, but all those pictures of old ladies, like, the men are always very dashing. Suits, trimmed to the nines, top hat, not top hats, but, like, hats, whatever else.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. And, But
that's what it was like when people went to war.
Oh no. I dig the music at least. So what war is out? Dusty sent me a... Oh god, Dusty sent me a link to YouTube of Elvis Presley Almost Always True.
Yep. He from just, the movie Blue Hawaii.
Oh, God. Fuck off. Let's see if anyone can see. Okay.
Only Elvis can get away with telling the truth like that.
You know... at least it's called Almost Always. I misread and thought he was saying always. So
no, almost. No. Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah,
that's what really went down back in the day.
What's funny though is she goes almost always, and she's like, "Oh," and just keeps on driving. Like, wait, what?
Yeah. Like, no, wait. Because it's Elvis. She's not gonna dump Elvis.
Well, he's making some really half retarded faces as he's singing though.
All right. So you said he was making some really retarded faces.
Yeah.
Which he is. And we're going to post that for people to see so they can judge for themselves. But what were you saying then? Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly what I was saying. So I'm going to try and make sure and get this posted. Okay. But I don't know. I just like the fact that he said, "I'm almost always true." She just blew it off like, what? Okay. And just kept on driving.
Right.
Like, women in the 40s were fucking incredible. Like, really?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. God. Like, are you familiar with Bill Burr, the comedian?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember the bit where he was like, from his father's generation, his dad could just come home some days and have a bad day at work and then just take it out on mom.
Yeah, and what did he call?
Scream in her face and kick her
out. Yeah, and he's like, where did they find these gems at? What happened to them? Oh, yeah. And,
right.
And he talk about his dad freaking out. And then, like, at the table, just it's like, it's over something simple. And they're all at the table and just saying, I don't know why I got married. I can't stand being in a, I can't stand doing this. And just barges out. And he goes, and everyone just looks at my mom. She goes, well, someone had a bad day. And that was it. And I was like, but yep. But what's funny is I remember my mom like saying my grandparents used to fight all the time like that.
Right.
So it was it. So when like that bit really like the hit close to home thing, that bit just cracked me up. Because my grandfather was the same way. Just real quick to anger, but my grandmother didn't just sit there and take it. She would fight right back, and it was like, damn. All right.
Oh yeah. Yeah, my grandma was tougher than my grandpa. Mm-hmm. Just a mean old bat, you know?
Oh, no. See, my grandmother wasn't that way at all. At least not with me. And
okay.
I'll never forget. I think we talked about this a long time ago. But my grandfather, and I think it's a family trait, he turned into a giant baby when he got older, whenever he got sick.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
He didn't want to listen to his doctors. So, you know, he had a heart attack. He still continued to smoke after that. And the only reason he quit was due to the fact that Michigan raised the cigarette taxes. So he didn't want to pay the taxes, and he's like, nope, and just threw his cigarettes away and never bought another pack again.
amazing.
Yeah, it was never mind, you know, never mind the health risks or the fact that you had a heart attack and you shouldn't be doing this. No, they raised the cigarette tax. Right. I'm done with it. Mm-hmm. Well, so then, like, after the heart attack, he had, like, the bypass surgery and all that stuff. And, you know, yeah. He had to wear the socks. And he had something else he was supposed to be doing that I don't remember. But then, mm-hmm. it just, no matter what. So, he, like, later in life had congestive heart failure. So, you know, fluid would build yeah. up. He'd check in the hospital. Fluid build up, check in the hospital. Well, he would always bitch about the hospital. No matter what, yeah. it was too cold in there. It's too hot in here. Oh, they had him on blood thinners, so it was always too cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I remember one time we went to he was in the hospital. I went and visited him, and it's a blazing like 85 in the hospital room.
Oh God.
But he wasn't by himself. He was in he had a room that, you know, that was curtained off. And there was another guy in the other bed, but he had I don't remember what his name was, what he was in for, but he had a tracheotomy yeah. done. Well, he didn't have his voice right. box. So he couldn't talk.
Yep.
And I'll never forget, no. I walked in, I was like, "Oh my God, it's blazing in here. What's going on?" And the guy that was in the bed next to him just starts like going with his hands. That's how we got our attention.
Yeah.
So he wrote down on a yeah. piece of paper, "Hot." And I was like, "Okay, I'll cool it down for you." So I turned the thermostat down. My grandfather's like, "What the hell are you doing? It's too cold in here." Now, my grandfather also has like three blankets on.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I got that backwards. He had no blankets on.
Yeah.
So when right. it got cold, he wanted the heat back up instead of putting blankets on.
Yeah.
Well.
Right.
So the guy next to him, all you'd hear is like that, trying to get our attention.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah. well, Gramps, he's hot as hell over there. I was like, he doesn't have his blankets on right. or anything. And my grandfather's reason to dismiss his concern is, well, he can't talk anyways.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I'm like, but he can hear.
Awesome.
He can hear you. I was like, that's
he
rude. And he's like,
what you just said.
Well, but then he goes, he won't talk to me anyways. I'm like, what? And I look at my grandmother, I look at my mom, like, what's going on? Like, all right, so.
Right.
So, but yeah, but he would always complain about something. That's just one of the examples. But, so.
Yeah.
I remember over Christmas, he had to go to the hospital again, and I thought this time he was just being a baby, and he was. And.
Right.
He calls, and my mom had already driven back to, I think, South Carolina, or they flew back to South Carolina, something like that. And so it's just me and my grandmother were watching TV, and my grandfather calls because he's lonely. But it's also like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. Yeah. He's bitching about the food.
Right.
He's bitching about being cold. He's bitching because this is going on. My grandmother goes, "Well, Stan, what do you want me to do about it?" He's like, "I don't know." I can hear him yelling through the phone. Now, obviously he's not mad at her, but it's just how he deals with his anger.
It's just a scream of
Yes. Oh, that, I'm a family of those. It's awful. It's a terrible trait to have passed down. And
So going to be that. That's what? Going to be you.
I already am. There's no going to be. I do my best to head that off when it comes, but when it does, just get the fuck out of the way. It's basically just let the tornado touch down and then it'll take off again, and you won't see it for a few months or years, hopefully. But no, and how this story ends is my grandfather's just going on and on, and he goes, "No one loves me. You guys put me in the hospital. And my grandma was like, what are you talking about? It's like, you wanted to get checked in. He's like, well, they don't have good food here. And she's like, well, what do you want us to do? And he's just bitching. She goes, well, if all you're going to do is bitch, that, and she just pulls the cordless phone away from her, studies over the keypad on it, and goes, boop, and just puts the phone down.
Excellent.
I was in shock. Because that was the only time that I had ever seen the two of them argue. And it really wasn't an argument. Right. You know, now I'm older, it's not an argument. It's just a guy that's scared or whatever. You're feeling lonely.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But it was just like, what just happened? And she goes, all he wanted to do was complain. I don't have time for that. And then we go back to watching some whatever shitty TV shows on.
That's going great. Oh.
But that's how it worked on with those older couples. Nowadays, people wouldn't stand for that shit, which is a very old, like, old man-ish thing to say, but still.
They won't.
No. That'd be like grounds for divorce, mental anguish, and unrestraining order.
Yep.
I don't even know how we got onto that, but
I have no idea, but hopefully it was entertaining for people.
I hope so. But
Yeah.
If not, fuck them. They can shut it off. I don't care.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
You're not paying for these yet, so
right.
So you better make sure. You better make damn sure what you're getting yourself into. But we were talking about somehow like people being attracted. Oh, I brought up the fabulous moolah, and then basically how the women back then with those awful hairstyles, oof.
Yeah.
But then it's like the more and more footage you discover of like people from that era, like going back, like even like, you know, World War II, World War I, how all these people were supposedly virtuous and whatever else. And then you just see the rancid porn they used to make and the old sex toys that still exist. And it's like, these dirty motherfuckers, you know, lying ass bastards. Ugh.
The rancid porn.
Just no one wants to think of their parents or any of that stuff happening, but we haven't created anything new. God. So you know, I don't know. I guess it's just a weird thought, you know. Your Nana or your Aunt Sue getting like spit roasted on a Saturday night and then going to church and singing in the choir Sunday morning.
Exactly.
With the smell of Bob and Richard still all over her.
Oh no. Oh God.
Oh. Well, Clary, you sounded absolutely fabulous. Oh yeah. Wow. No. And we're back to global wrestling because Chaz is on yet again. Holy shit. At least
now you try to tell me he wasn't related to somebody.
There's no chance he couldn't have been.
Right.
Unless he was like the guy that got molested to keep his job.
Mm.
But there is no, I mean, he can't act.
No, Joe Pedicino! No!
And it's always a good show when they have an interview right after a match and then go, we'll be right back with the recap of the show. Ugh.
I'm literally crying now.
What a weird...
There's some things you can't unsee in your brain.
Oh, God, I didn't realize what you were talking about. Thanks for thanks for that one. All right, how long have we been recording? That may be the one to torture everyone on and say, get out of here. Oh, my God.
Let me change the subject. abruptly here.
That's...
I'm kind of scared lately. All
right.
Like, I don't know if you've been reading this or heard anything about this. This has been in the local news lately. There's been a number of reported demon possessions in Wisconsin lately.
Okay.
It's been really weird. There's been, like, these demon possessions lately in Wisconsin, and I am Satan! I am your master! Anyone listening to this audio, your soul belongs to me! And I've been reading about this and hearing about it, and it's just really scary, but thankfully nothing has happened to me, you know, so...
Hey, Satan, I think you blew out your microphone. I didn't hear what you just said.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Is that a bit better?
No.
All right. Mm. No.
Okay, so wait a minute. I know you're better than that, but was there actually a rash of demon possessions? Because you really got my curiosity piqued with that.
No, not at all.
God
no.
Damn it. Damn you.
No. No, last week I was telling the truth the whole time, and this week I've been doing nothing but lying to you. So.
Shit. You have to do this confuse the other guy stuff a few episodes back into the groove of things. Because I was all for it, and you started yelling, and I'm like, wait a minute, he didn't make that up, did he?
I'll tell you what, though. If you Google it, there was a story a few months back about a kid who walked up the side of walls and stuff. So that was the basis for this. That was a real story that I read. I think it was in Texas. But no, the rest of it was a total lie.
God damn it. Wisconsin kid walks.
No, I think it was a Texas kid. I really think it was Texas. Which can segue us back into global wrestling if you wanted to.
No, but they... If one Chaz versus Steve Dahl match wasn't good enough, or is it Steve Dunn? Whatever, cares? Let's see. January 31st, 2014. Exorcist called after boy walked up wall backwards. This is actually found on...
Yep.
Now, it may not be... All right, let me see here.
Yes.
Let's see. The story of an exorcism and strange incidents at a house in Gary, Indiana, home of Richard Pryor, is getting attention from around the world. Not that good of attention. So, actually, I was around, I think I was in Iowa then, so that might have been why I didn't pay attention to this.
Well, I apologize for getting the location wrong. But
this may not be the right story.
It wasn't just... Nope, it was. That's the story I remember reading.
Okay.
Walking up the wall backwards.
The city's police chief told the Indianapolis Star and other news agency the case was credible. Every one of us who was there that day in the basement and who saw what we saw went through what we went through after ... We all think the same. We all call up. Oh, my God. What are you talking about, though? That, all right, and it says, that bit of dirt is a portal to hell. Captain Charles Austin with the Gary Police Department told the Daily Mail. There are nearly 800 pages of official records detailing strange events such as the shadowy figures, black flies swarm, and children levitating. Child service investigators said they suspect Ammons had mental health problems and was hurting her children until they saw her 9-year-old son thrown against the wall with no one touching him. Maganot said a hospital chaplain called for him for help because witnesses saw the boy walk up a wall backwards. The Catholic priest said he intervened. All right, this story just lost all credibility. So, basically, the priest said he interviewed Ammons extensively and noticed the lights flickering every time he approached her. He ended up performing exorcisms on her in English and Latin, which is actually what an exorcism does. There's a picture. What's this? Strange story of a woman and kids reportedly possessed by demons. Now, they have a picture, which I Sorry, I did not send this over to you to peruse. There you go. If you click on the picture, supposedly that's a kid standing in the window, which those things don't actually happen. So, yeah. Like I'm not arrogant enough to say ghosts don't exist, but I am arrogant enough to say we've never seen one. Like, a picture form, we've never seen one. And unless it's a ghost holding up a sign saying, "Hey, I'm a ghost," and someone takes a picture of it in front of me when I'm in the same room, but
yeah, I'm totally on board.
Well, we've had these discussions about like supernatural, paranormal, like otherworldly things.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep,
but it's. Especially now, isn't it kind of impossible to prove? Because anybody can make a video, create pictures.
Suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not even a new thing. They used to do that crap all the time. Back when photography first started, they would make ghost pictures to try and creep each other out.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But still, It would be pretty. I would have. Trust me, if they had video footage of this kid walking up a wall backwards, I'd probably start going to church again.
Yeah.
right. But, you know, just as an encaser.
Yeah.
But not to even say that, you know, that's all it is. So.
Right.
Wow, yeah, it really is all over. It really is all over the place. Huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
You know? To me, it's more believable that there isn't video footage, because the video footage could so easily be faked.
Well, all right. Yeah, but to prove that it doesn't exist, we're going to show you nothing. You know, that sort of thing.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Well,
here's a great example. Have you watched the show Ghost Adventures?
Is that the come at me, bro, dude? Is that he?
yep, it sure
yeah,
is.
I hate that show, just because of him.
All right, here's the thing that I've noticed about the show. It's one of Becky's favorite shows. I've seen practically every episode. There's some things, you know, you just gotta go with. The first season was very realistic to me, because they'd go to a place overnight and they'd have one or two or three bits of evidence. And it's like, okay, there's a few pieces of evidence here. But now they go to a place and they get wall-to-wall evidence within the first 15 minutes, you know? And somewhere along the way, they just started making shit up, you know? Just the show got more popular, the content got fewer and fewer, and now they're just making shit up completely.
Yeah.
And you get wall-to-wall evidence every episode. And so there's no artistic integrity anymore in a show like that. So.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I watched that show. I really can't remember the last time I watched any of those shows. And I think it was actually Eric that got me to stop watching them.
Okay.
Because he said something so snarky that it just kind of like, I was watching him just for like, you know, just watching him as a third, like the obvious like third party skeptic, and going, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then slowly you start going, well, I don't know. Huh. And then Eric's like, those things don't exist. They never existed. Only stupid people watch and believe those shows. To put it in, you know, fairly quick like that. And then I started.
Right.
I tried watching them again, and I'm like, I can't even watch this like in an entertaining fashion anymore. A jackass ruined it. But it did get really ridiculous. Like Ghost Hunters, that was the one that started, you know, really started it all.
Right.
And
Oh, you can't watch. That's the worst, stupidest show ever in the history of television.
But it started off.
Judge anything by that.
But it started off all right. And they would say, no, we didn't find anything. Oh. Or this may be something, but we're not sure. But as soon as you say that, right. Like, all right, we're going to isolate this for you to listen to. Well, you're immediately going, well, there's going to be something there if they isolated it. Instead of just playing, like, a whole clip of something and have them go, yeah, I heard something.
Right.
Well, as the show went on, they would do that isolation thing and go, well, yeah, this is what we think they're saying. Let us know. No.
Yeah.
But where before, even if they did the isolation, they go, well, here, you listen first and tell us what you think. Then it changed into, this is what they said. Do you agree? Like,
right.
That's not how that stuff works. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
that's
I guess.
Basically exactly what happened with Ghost Adventures.
Yeah, that's silly. And I guess, was it? Ghost Hunters is ending, or did end, one of the two. So.
Yeah,
I don't know how I'd feel about the Roto-Rooter guys coming into my place and going, all right, we're going to look for ghosts now. Wait, what?
Right.
All right. And then they always tried to work that into their cases. Well, seeing how we're professional plumbers, we know that if this is like, oh, shut up. Just we're trying to come up with excuses for your stupid theories. So... No, I don't know. The supernatural stuff is still an interesting topic, like interesting watching.
Yeah.
But when they start treating it as fact in a totally unproven science in every aspect, it's just like.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, whatever. So.
Now, I'm pretty sure there's a ghost here in this house. You know?
Okay.
Because we've heard some things. And I saw, out of the corner of my eye, a hand close the window. You know?
I'm waiting.
Just all of a sudden, our window closed. So. There's little pieces of what could possibly be evidence here.
See, I'm still waiting.
And it's enough to... Okay, all right.
You burned me twice already.
Windows just closed, apparently.
No, see, this is the part where I'm waiting for you to be like, ha-ha, stupid, or whatever, so. See, I lied to you again, ha-ha.
No, I'm serious. There's been a couple different instances where it's like, okay, what the hell is this? So.
Yeah, I remember back in the house before I moved out, I was having, like, that goofy shit. And then I actually did figure out what was going on with the door.
Okay.
Now I can't remember what it was. I figured out what was causing the door to sound like it was closing on its own. And
sure.
And then now I forget the exact part of it, but I noticed when I would open the screen door, the sliding door, that air pressure would go, and all of a sudden the door would just shut, would make a sound. Well, the door wasn't latching, so any time air movement came through, it would rattle a little bit. And I'm like, and I always keep the window open, even in wintertime. And I'm like, oh, all right.
Yep.
Oh, the one where I kept thinking I was hearing people. This is embarrassing.
Okay.
I wasn't used to my surround sound. Because
Jerry.
Because for the longest time, no, if I'm going to admit this, I'm going to admit the whole thing. For the longest time, I only had the front speakers hooked up because I was too lazy to wire the whole house. Well, I finally wired it all. And it didn't work like I thought it would. Well, I forgot to adjust the volume. So what I was hearing was a very, very plus one volume hit on the rear speakers.
Oh, no.
So like a fucking dummy, I would look around like...
You thought it was...
I thought there was something going on. So then I was...
You're right.
And then I was playing around one day with the settings, and I'm like, oh, those back speakers don't really work. And I checked the sound. I'm like, oh, turn them up. And I'm watching. And then, like, something went by on the screen, and it shot over into the right, into the far left one, like, behind us. And I'm like...
Yeah.
Wait a minute. And it just slowly dawned on me. I was like... Oh, because I was telling everybody. I told Elise about it and all that. And then she's like, you never thought of that? I'm like, So, yep.
Oh, sorry, Elise. We can't all be geniuses.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't right away. Yeah, right.
Not one of my proudest moments, that's for sure. So, but I think, you know what, with that admission, that's a good time to end this week's show, though.
All right.
So, I'll do a quick plug. You can find us all social media, Stunt Granny. I'm wondering if we shouldn't just do these at the beginning of these, but I figured it out. All social media, Stunt Granny. All social media, I'm Granny Maze. Leave me alone on Facebook. You are Stunt Dusty on Twitter. So hit us there.
Where I can be found trolling Maverick Carter lately. So.
Oh, no.
There's always something going on with me on Twitter.
All right. We'll talk about that next week. So I am going to get out of here. Yeah. Okay. So cool. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right. For Jeremy Mays and Dusty Giebink, I am your Dark Lord and Ruler, and I already own your soul, so I'm commanding you to listen next week where we will do better.